Today, we take you to Springdale, Arkansas. It's home to KMRW 98.9, a low-powered FM station catering to the Marshallese community there. Take a listen to some Marshallese music. We heard about the station through Dr. Sheldon Ricklin, the Marshallese doctor who hosts a health program on KMRW, which has been particularly important during this health crisis. We talked to the station general manager, Larry Muller, who shared with us that one of his staffers died from COVID-19 just about 2 weeks ago. The radio call letters stand for Marshallese Radio Worldwide. It has been offering music, news, and health programming for the past 5 years.
I just got all my equipment, new equipment to upgrade it so that I'll be able to use FX software. I'm trying to see if I can connect to Marshall Island from this end for the news broadcasting so that people are going to be able to listen to the news from the Marshall Island. I'm in the process now of working on it. I got all the equipment I need. Hopefully it works.
Okay, so but sometime this summer?
Yeah, soon. I'm so excited about it. A lot of people here, I think they are so missing the Marshall Islands. They want to know what's going on in the islands. Like at this time, they don't know what's happening in the Marshall Islands. So they'll be in real time so that people know what's going on. In the past years, nobody knows what's happening. All the resources, they were available for the community. They don't know about them. Now they start knowing what is happening in Arkansas. Now they know where to go.
Can you talk about the situation with COVID? Because I understand Dr. Sheldon Ricklin has a health show. Mm. It's just helpful information for the community.
The COVID-19 is a big thing, yes, is that, been eating a lot of family members. And because of our lifestyles back home and, family have to come together, and people are not really much. It's the first time that I think people have been understanding how this disease has been affecting so many lives. And now because of Dr. Ricklin and the task force, I see that people start understanding that it's very important to wear a mask. I just try to make sure that we use all the media platform to reach the Marshallese community. Yeah.
And you mentioned that someone in your family died of COVID?
It's one of my staff. I couldn't believe it that it happened. I didn't see him, and I just heard that he was in the hospital, and finally they told me that he died, and I was so sad. It was so sad, to lose someone that you know.
And so you're more resolved than ever just to get the word out, get health information out to your community.
Yes, that's what I do. I need to make sure that we connect the community together and make sure they understand what's going on. No, from the Marshall Islands, to take out the news from the Marshall Islands, hopefully I can do it different way. Because the Marshall Islands, I've been in contact with the radio station back home, but they don't have their own app online. They've been using a link, and they don't have their own. Nobody's been helping them out. And I'm trying to figure out how can I be able to bring the news and information from the Marshall Islands so the community will know about the Marshall community, what is happening in real time, I spoke to the station back home when I was there 2 years back. I explained to him about the dreams that, why do we do this? I know that a lot of Marshallese has been asking me on the road and say, hey, why do you bring the news from the Marshall Island? Those are in Marshallese so that we'll be able to know what is going on with our family in the Marshall Island. So that was put that in my mind for many years. I've been thinking about that, give up a lot of thought on that, and I see that hotel be a good thing to connect the people here to the Marshall Islands.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. And there are other Marshallese communities elsewhere across the state on the West Coast. I was told like Missouri, I think Oklahoma.
Yes, with the apps that I have, two of them, the one for the iPhone and one for the Android. I was a minute to connect all the Marshallese like in multiple times, like 144,000 people listening multiple times. I don't know who and who, but all over through the apps. And I see a result because I look through the programs that I have, the software that I have, and I'd be able to tell who and who been able to listen, how many number of people been listening, connected to the station every day or within hours, and then in a month.
Dr. Sheldon Ricklin has a health program on your station, and I know the community in Spokane reached out to him to also record something for the community there, just so that they understand the risks and know what they can do to protect themselves. And he gives the message, I guess, in your own native language.
Yes, sometimes people, they miss out the time to listen to the programs. That's why I put it on the Facebook page. I'm just trying to use as much a media platform to make sure that we reach the Marseilles community in various ways, you know. So I think we see the outcome is very effective, because I've been seeing a lot of people now start, you know, the importance of wearing masks. But before, you tell them, they can, you know, isolate yourself, you have to distance away. They don't bother about it. Mm. And now it's getting improved. I can see the big difference now.
Do you have any family or friends that work in any of the plants, the poultry plants, the meat plants there in Arkansas?
Yeah, I have one of my sons working at one of the plants, and two of them.
The employees have been tested, I think, at the Tyson plants, and that's a good thing, and they've been able to identify positive cases to prevent the spread there at work.
Everybody's doing their part, and it's great to have all these people involved. The other past week was so crazy, because so many of them went to the hospital.
Because one of your staff members tested positive and died, I don't know, are there other precautions that you're taking at the radio station?
Yeah, I always tell my staff to go test it, and also they are on quarantine after they've been tested, so they're on quarantine. So only myself at the station now, I'm working, trying to put everything together, two of them, now tell them to be on quarantine for a while to see what's happened.
And I did go online to see that there are community members that are participating in Zoom meetings. The music that I've heard is really lively and entertaining. You've got very talented musicians over there.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of musicians. But, you know, mostly we don't really know, but we just go by listening by the ears, you know. That's why I grew up with music, just by ears, and play the music.
Yeah, the couple of clips that I checked out were similar to Jawaian. So you play a mix of music there at the station.
Oh, yeah, I play a lot of MSL music, the oldies, and where a lot of people like the old music, and the new generation music, where young generation, they love their music. So we try to mix up music. I know that it's been a blessing to have this radio station for the community. I'm so blessed to be able to have it available, knowing that it will be happen, to have a radio station like this. I was lucky to be involved with it, and I've been, you know, putting all my effort to it to make sure that it reaches the community, and I know that it's been worth it to at this time that we are going through, this difficult time. And it's, you know, it's sorry for most of the people have been lost, but hopefully that we'll be get through this and back to normal. And I'm happy that I've been able to connect with you, and hopefully that in the future we'll be able to do much better than what we have now, to spread out the more of what we do for the community, especially these programs that are available, resources that are available community. We hope that we will be able to benefit from them. And these are dreams to connect everybody together.
Just because it's such a stressful time for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep up hope. Don't lose hope. Just do our best.
I'm so glad we connected. And thank you for all that you do. I wish there was some, like, grant or something you could apply for to help you out.
Hopefully. Maybe one of these days, who knows? I do a lot of things for the school as a public service announcement. So we do a lot of stuff for them. So they always make a request. You know, we have, like, evening requests so that they can make requests for their loved ones or birthday requests.
Are they asking for special music for some of their friends or relatives that have died?
Yes, we have special music for them, too.
That was Larry Miller, general manager of KMRW, a radio station in Arkansas, which caters to the thousands of Marshallese which have relocated to the mainland U.S. following the atomic testing of their islands. There have been more than 30 COVID deaths in the Marshallese community in Arkansas. While Marshallese make up less than 3% of the population in that state, they account for more than half of the COVID deaths so far. But here's a kind of request that the station has been playing of late. Papugia